From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, October 25th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with Grammy Award-winning artist Zakir Hussain, who's coming to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts next week. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Before he was elected president, Abraham Lincoln spoke in Urbana to criticize a law that allowed for the expansion of slavery. 170 years later, a commemoration was held yesterday at the Champaign County Courthouse. IPM's Arjun Thakur has more.
At the time, Lincoln was a practicing lawyer in Illinois. He spoke out against the Kansas-Nebraska Act that Congress had passed to remove limits on new slave states. Attorney Steve Beckett is a frequent speaker on Lincoln's legacy. He says the moment was part of his path towards the presidency and the abolition of slavery.
We must insist on the same sense of political morality, that work must be done to solve the divisions that exist today.
Members of the Lincoln Legacy Committee placed a wreath next to a plaque in the courthouse honoring Lincoln's visit. I'm Arjun Thakur, IPM News.
Several Champaign County residents are urging voters to reject a November ballot proposal to increase sales taxes to fund public safety. The ballot proposal would raise the tax by a quarter of a cent on the dollar. Those against the increase say it would have a negative impact on community members and expand policing. But some residents say the county needs more tax revenue to hire and retain staff, especially in the public defender's office. At a county board meeting yesterday, Champaign resident David Beck said the tax increase would reduce turnover for employees.
If we're going to have people here that stay here and learn here and get better at their job and provide even better services, we have to pay them. We have to pay them a living wage.
Champaign County voters can weigh in on the proposal during next month's election. Check out our local, regional, and national candidates and issues at the Your Voice, Your Vote section on ipmnewsroom.org. Fall is in full swing, which means pumpkin sales are up. But in Illinois, the production of pumpkin products is a year-round effort. IPM student reporter Anna Koh explains.
Illinois is the nation's top pumpkin producer, and around 90% of canned pumpkins are produced here, according to Illinois Extension. This is largely due to Illinois' ideal weather conditions, says Nathan Johanning, an Extension educator in commercial agriculture.
Pumpkins do like the summer, like a balance between summer heat and then also not too hot. You get a little further south in the U.S., the pumpkins get a little more challenged in performance.
He says the pumpkin harvest this year was okay. No problems or issues caused by the weather. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
The Champaign Fire Department and the Illinois Fire Safety Alliance will offer to check smoke alarms and install new ones for free this afternoon in a North Champaign neighborhood. Firefighters and other personnel will be going door to door today, Friday, October 25th, starting at 1 p.m. The eligible area includes 30 homes north of Garwood Street and south of the Martin Center, between Market Street to the east and Walnut Street to the west. The Champaign Fire Department says smoke alarms should be tested once a month and replaced after 10 years. Still to come, a conversation with Grammy Award-winning artist Zakir Hussain, who's coming to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts next week. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for rain ending this morning, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 40 degrees, a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 62 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 35 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 64 degrees, and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review, featuring big changes to Chicago's migrant shelters, the aftermath of Bernie Sanders' visit to Belvedere, and an update from former House Speaker Michael Madigan's corruption trial. Plus, when did Halloween get so commercial? I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Zakir Hussain is one of the most prominent percussionists in the music world. Following in his father's footsteps with the tabla, a pair of hand drums from India, Hussain has performed with other world-renowned musicians, including his father, Usted Alaraka, John McLaughlin of Shakti, and Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead. This year alone, Hussain won 3 Grammy Awards, and he's performing next week right here in Urbana. I spoke with Hussain about his career and his current tour with Rahul Sharma. You're a world-renowned musician and percussionist. Your father was a musician. He, at an early age for you, recognized your talent. When did you yourself recognize that music was something that you wanted to pursue?
I guess it was through my need to want to be connected to my father that I realized that the only way to do that is to make sure that our paths are musically aligned. And I knew that that was the way to inspire him to want to give me a second look, because for him, music was everything. I mean, I saw him all day long sitting with so many students and just teaching them, and then in the evening, just getting ready and going to go play a concert. So I realized that I cannot be sitting on the periphery all the time looking in. I have to be in. I started by, you know, wanting to play the instrument so that he will notice me, and slowly realized that the spirit that lived in the instrument was akin to somebody who had the same DNA as I did and was a brother, a friend, a sister. It became obvious to me that it worked really well when I was connected to the instrument, and I felt good. I felt legitimate. I felt valid. I felt that it was the special place to be. And the silver lining on that was that my father started to notice me, and it was happiness.
Yeah. There must have just been so much pride throughout your life with the music just spreading and connecting both of you together.
Yeah. And one thing I have to say is that my father, since I was like 2 or 3 days old, he would hold me in his arm, and he would sing rhythms in my ear. And he would do that for an hour or two every day, you know, until I fell asleep, and then he would hand me over to my mother. And I guess the idea for him was to be able to get information into my subconscious. For 2 or 3 years, this process was always there. And then after that, he just let me be. And the whole point was, okay, now you have this information in your head. Now you're watching me teach my students. Now figure out how you're going to be able to take all that and transpose it onto these same instruments that the students are playing and connect with me. So that is exactly what happened. And through the help of some of his students who kind of gave me pointers, I was able to connect what was inside my head to the instrument. And that's how me and my instrument started our relationship. I noticed when I was sometimes allowed to go to the concert with my dad, as soon as he would start playing, I would break into a smile, like a mile-long smile. It was like I couldn't hold it back, and I was so happy. And at times I would put my head down because I didn't want people to think that I was making some kind of a joke or being insulting to what he was doing. That wasn't the case. It's just that he played and I was in the most joyous and happy zone that I could ever be in, the greatest playpen with the most fabulous toy in the world. So that's what it was. It was, I guess in a way, I would be looking at the world and saying, look, world, look what he's doing. Isn't that so incredible? And it's something that he installed in me with not just teaching me, but by his actions and his relationship with the instrument, the way he connected with that and the kind of joy and happiness he felt in that relationship was infectious and got into me, I guess, in the same way. And I feel lucky that that happened.
Yeah, you're spreading the success and the joy that music brings.
Well, I hope so.
What is it like to play with somebody else?
Well, when I'm playing solo, I'm the boss. I'm the captain of the ship and the master of my soul, as said by somebody called Shakespeare, I think. I don't know. But when I'm accompanying, that's the most challenging thing. As far as Indian music is concerned, a major portion of that relies on improvising, on spontaneity. Now you have to judge and analyze the person you're playing with to be able to build this canvas into a beautiful painting that you would do together. And so the two brushes moving in tandem in a dance, in a ballet, that allows eventually for this visual element of the audio element to become in some ways an experience that is not only just felt but seen. So it's a big challenge to be able to do that in a more spontaneous and impromptu manner. Having said that, I must add that it's an interesting challenge when I'm playing with Rahul Sharma, as opposed to his father, who I played with for 40 years, who just recently left us, and him being a mentor. A lot of what I do when I'm playing Indian classical music has been developed working with him in tandem. So my initial approach with Rahul was, okay, what I did with Shiv Kumar will work with Rahul. But that's not the case. He's a different person. And even though he represents the music that I played with Shiv Kumar Sharma, he has his own way to be able to tell it, to speak it. So to readjust to that brings out, at least for me, visually and in my ears, a different layer or a shade that I did not experience playing with Shiv Kumar. So to see that facet of Shiv Kumar Sharma suddenly materializing in his son is a revelation that is incredible, because it means our connection is not broken, it goes on. And that is such an incredible source of relief that somebody has gone but is still here with us.
Hussein adds that this is the first tour playing with the instrument that the late Sharma used to play, and that this will be him and Rahul reminiscing and celebrating with fans who may have been familiar with past performances. You can catch Zakir Hussain with Rahul Sharma on Tuesday, October 29th at 7:30 at the Follinger Great Hall in the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Thacker, Anuliko Chuba, Anna Ko, Kulsoom Khan, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.